Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5.
Right now.
KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show, January 5th, Happy New Year, back here live doing the Heidi and Frank Show. Heidi had a technical difficulty this morning, so she gets one more day of vacation. Must be nice. And this has nothing to do with her missing a day of work, is if you're looking for another job in the new year. Yeah, she did sign her deal, so yeah, she will be back. But if you are one of those, it's like, you know what, I've been doing this job for so long, doesn't seem like there's any, I'm at the ceiling. I need to do something else. What out there could possibly pay more? Or maybe. And there's a lot of jobs out there that surprisingly pay well. You wouldn't even think about. One said a septic tank repairman or person who empties it, drives that that kind of like mini gas truck around. Yeah, that's filled with just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oof. It better pay well. Mm-hmm. And someone texts the show, 818-955-2955, says it's AI proof. Because there's no such thing as crap GPT.
I'm trying to think of a name for another one, but I don't know what else there is.
you also don't need a college degree or a high school degree or even an elementary school degree. And that's for radio. That's not for septic tank repairman. That's just for radio, if you're looking to go into that. Right, Renee?
That's why I'm here. Yep.
Before I get to the really cool job, pays a lot of money, pays $160,000. It seems like it's be really, really, really cool. Yeah. Renee, you did get that present from listener Chris.
Is a gift unwrapper on that list? Because I want to sign up for that.
Go ahead and... A gift unwrapper is not even a job.
I know. I wish it was.
For you, maybe.
Let's see what it is.
What'd you get? I think it's a T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt, but what kind?
What's it say?
Oh, yeah.
World Series champions,
World Series
Dodgers.
Thank you, Chris. This is awesome.
Hey, Emo. Chris didn't want to leave you out.
Ooh. Don't look at me.
Sorry, Corey. I'm she let you out.
It's okay. Chris.
But there's your gift from Chris. Go ahead and open that up. Because when I got here to work this morning, there was a box, and I opened it up.
It's some sort of candy.
Filled with individually wrapped gifts.
Okay. what could it be?
Maybe we do have to get a professional unwrapper.
I know. It's wrapped so tight. I'm usually really good at this. Wait.
How many gifts
light up guitar pick holder, what?
A light up guitar pick holder? Cool. Is that the coolest thing you got for Christmas?
It might be. Oops, I dropped some things.
She already tore it out of the box and everything.
She's in it. Wow, she's I think really she just into broke it.
Well, I mean, I have to see it. Okay. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's cool. I always have picks just lying everywhere and getting lost. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Thank you, Chris.
Wow. Nice.
That's so fun.
Great gift. The musician in your life.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, it makes me feel important because it looks like an award.
It does look like an award.
Look like an award.
Let's pretend it is.
I would like to thank you, Chris, for believing in me this whole time.
She can now retire from this job. So yes. She's got the highest accolade over there. Mm-hmm. And move on to shoot birds at the airport.
What?
That's a job. There's somebody out there shooting birds at the airport.
Oh.
Because obviously a bird can't get sucked in the engine. Saw what happened.
Bird strikes.
Scully.
Yeah.
Or
Sully.
It's not a mixed Scully. It's Sully.
Sully.
It's not an X-File. Sully. Yeah. When Canadian goose went through the engine and he had to land on the
Hudson River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's somebody out there at the airport that shoots birds for $160,000 a year.
Oh, wow. It's like playing duck hunt, but for real.
You better enunciate.
Duck hunt.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And they get a ton of vacation days.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems pretty fun.
You get the vacation days. There's got to be somebody to take your job for you, right? There's always going to be birds there. There's flights every day.
Another person.
I mean, birds or planes. Yeah. There's flights every day. There's going to be a bird in the sky.
Both.
Every single day.
Yeah, shoot this bird, huh?
Oh, it is National Bird Day, anyway, by the way. So, yeah, be sure and give someone the bird today when they're driving. Somebody said, tell Johnny the sleeper cabin in the long-haul trucks are not glamorous. You have a bunk and two tiny closets. You barely have enough room to stand or move.
Yeah.
And sent a picture of his...
Oh, really?
Of the sleeper area. And there it is. You see, like, where a bunk folds down?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
It's kind of like a cat. Like, there's the bed back there.
See, I got to imagine that there's probably some that are just really decked out, though. Like, yeah, that doesn't look pleasant at all.
I agree with you.
It's so funny how Chris gave, you know, a thoughtful gift to, I guess, Renee with the Dodgers. Yeah. You know, and then, obviously, with Emo with a guitar pick holder because she's a musician. Somebody got that guy long haul trucker sheets for his big rig bed. He loves trucking so much. He's got trucker kid sheets on his bed in his sleeper cabin.
Good catch there. Yeah, I didn't notice that was what was going on.
Do you really
on.
Appreciate yeah. that? Or is it at some point when people start giving you stuff because they know you like it, you get, it's just, there is no thought because it's the one thought they know, like Steelers gear. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, if I had Steelers sheets at home, actually, I probably like that. They come in a.
But
in a
do you ever get sick of getting Steelers stuff? Like, open it up. Like, oh, look, it's a.
No, not really.
Another Steelers coasters. Great, thanks.
I mean, maybe if it's something that I already have, then it's like, oh, nice. Yeah.
You got something associated with music, little speaker, right?
Yeah. Oh, little, great. Legos. Look. What is this? XY blocks. That's basically a Lego guitar. A little Lego.
Oh, Lego guitar. Great. Somebody gave me a guitar again. Thanks.
I mean, I don't mind it. It's novelty. It's cheeky, but it's still thoughtful in the aspect that he associates me with, you know, playing music, which is cool. But
that is, I remember, cool.
Phil X was in here and he was saying, don't get him anything guitar related. And Phil X, one of the greatest guitar players in the world, and he's
got it.
Yeah.
You figure, I mean, Johnny's probably got whatever Steelers thing.
Yeah,
he's got
a ton of Steelers stuff. Yeah. I probably do.
And it's just what am I going to get Johnny for Christmas? Let's get him some Steelers. Let's move on. There's but no thought process.
As far as like the bowling ball went that you got me that one year, like I didn't have that.
But that's so kick-ass. That like, yeah, a bowling ball is always kick-ass. Awesome, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So what was the most kick-ass thing you got? You don't remember, your family didn't give you anything?
This year? No. I got a new watch.
I got some drinking stuff. That's what people think about me.
That's what it is.
I got a cock smoker.
Huh?
Where it's a cocktail, and then you put the cedar chips.
Oh, yeah.
Like it could be cherry, and it's a electric cock smoker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You push button, and 2 seconds, and it starts, like, smoke fills the glass, and you pull it off, and it's like, oh, this is the aroma. I don't know if there's anything to that. It's all for the show, you know, because I drank it afterwards, and it was like, oh, it was good, but I like drinking, so.
What does a cock smoker smell like?
I put the cherry wood in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, classy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm drinking cherry today.
Is that your favorite gift this year?
Probably.
Yeah.
As far as like, okay, it's something, but it's still a drinking gift.
Yeah.
But it also came with like a whole bullet old-fashioned kit.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, that's what.
You got that too?
The old fashioned. No, I didn't get anything drinking related because everybody knows I can't really drink anymore, which kind of sucks. I mean, even around here, it used to be always bottles of liquor. That was like our go-to gift to each other.
Cigarettes.
Now you just get Legos and guitar picks.
Yeah.
There's some more of some strings.
That's what I got to look forward to.
Who got you the cock smoker?
I wish it had been my wife.
Mm.
But it's my kids.
Yeah. See, I think that's the nice thing about having your kids are old enough now. You know, they work, they have their jobs, and they're able to buy you a gift. Like, my kids, they can't, there's no, you know, they don't have jobs, so it's like.
Oh, I know. They all came all
Dad, would you buy this so that I could give it to you?
You got us all Broncos jerseys.
Come on, dude.
Different. Yeah.
You got different Broncos
jerseys? For everybody
jerseys?
In the family.
Whoa. Yeah,
Broncos jerseys.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the Super Bowl. Up in Santa Clara.
Unfortunately, the Steelers are going to go. And,
yeah, you think so?
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to make it there. But how was Banks' first Christmas, by the way?
Great.
Yeah?
Then his first NFL game was yesterday, Rams-Cardinals.
Oh, he went with you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He went too. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He dug the whole thing. Had the headphones on. Watched the whole thing. It's great. But we wore our Broncos jerseys.
Sure.
That's right.
To the Rams game?
To the Rams Cardinals game. Yeah, we sat there. Hell? We were as a big orange row. You probably saw us.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't. I mean, why wear the jersey? You're not there to see any of those. Your team. You're there to see one of the teams.
It's the NFL. I'm there. I'm representing. You know, it's like, let's see. You know, we're there scouting the Rams since we're probably going to see them in the Super Bowl.
That's right. You are.
Who knows? Who knows? It's great though.
How about that IU game? Oh,
Indiana, baby.
Jeez, that Rose Bowl. Oof. What a blowout.
I wish I'd have gone to the Rose Bowl.
What was it, 38? I figured you would have gone.
I was going to try, but then I couldn't get tickets. It's right. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what? It was a hot ticket in town.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
38-3 or something like that. Wow. A massacre.
Yeah. Just brutalized. Uh-huh. So now we play. Who do we play now?
Oh, let's see.
Oregon. And that's happening this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, playing Oregon, and then Miami plays Ole Miss. So, yeah, so that's football talk.
Uh-huh.
Getting back to jobs, experts say 2026 will be a terrible job market for college grads. And that update's brought to you by OnlyFans.
Of course.
Something fun that I did see, when they do the stats of 2025, because we're in 2026, right?
Yeah. So wrapping up last year.
This year's flying by. Is the funniest items that got stuck up people's butts last year.
It's a classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year there's something.
I mean, there are some old, you know, usuals, like the turkey baster.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Your standards.
Yeah. Light bulb on the list, light bulb.
A light bulb.
Yeah, because that's not a bright idea.
Light bulb was, I don't know if this is ranked in any kind of order, but it was number 13 on the list. Light bulb.
Okay.
Yeah, not a very bright idea. Okay. a turkey baster, a wine stopper. That's where you stick like the
stopper.
Yeah. It basically is a butt plug for wine.
Poor man's butt plug.
That is a bunghole. That's the cork on the side of a wine barrel.
It's called the bunghole.
And then that would, so maybe there was.
But it's not the same shape.
Maybe they were confused.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have that mushroom to it.
What do you mean?
Like on a butt plug, you got the, it's like a mushroom, like a cloud, you know?
How do you know that?
Around. I've seen butt plugs before.
Where? On your keychain? a shampoo bottle? That's a classic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
These are things that were stuck up people's butts last year. Guy claimed he slipped in the shower. I think that excuse is over. Because there was somebody on the list who was actually honest. Just what, you know, guy said he just wanted to see what it felt like.
Oh.
And that was a baseball.
Whoa.
Ooh.
At least he was honest. I mean, aren't these all you're just trying to see what it felt like?
Mm-hmm.
You think, I mean, he must have worked his way up to baseball wondering what that felt like, right? Because if he knew what other
things. What would you go with first? I mean, or right? What's right before baseball?
Yeah. You go golf ball. Damn. I think you got.
Why would you go ball in general?
I would go tennis ball.
No,
I'm going backwards. I'm going from baseball down.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. You get some friction on that because it's
like
you want something that's got like a hard shell to it. It's got some slickness.
Something that'll
ping pong ball.
Okay,
lightweight. Mm-hmm.
Next time I do six. What would you start out with?
Marty Supreme.
A BB. Uh-huh. Up to a marble.
Start with boba.
Up to a ping pong ball. Then a racquetball. Oh, no, golf ball, racquetball, tennis ball.
Yeah.
Baseball, softball.
Oh, yeah.
Our bowling ball.
Aren't tennis balls and baseballs about the same size, though?
I'd probably go football before bowling ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Seems like it might be easier.
Yeah.
Anyway. Nails and screws.
No. That's just dangerous.
Yeah, going back to the guy who just wants to see what it felt like. You kind of know what that would feel like. Nails and screws. Not fun.
Were you
second guessing it? You think it'd be fun?
No. I think it's more for the story. You need to tell people you really screwed yourself. Yeah. Nailed it.
A highlighter?
You still go yellow with that?
Yeah.
I mean, all the other highlighters suck. You just stick with the yellow one, right?
Yeah, because I think they got to go looking for it. I want them to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Seems like it's the brightest one.
It is.
If it rounds a corner, I want them to be able like to see a tip of a cap. Tip the cap. See, it rounded a corner.
I think yellow or orange.
A pair
orange
of pliers?
I don't understand. Oh. This. Needle nose?
The guy said he was trying to retrieve a sex toy, and then the pliers also got stuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Likely story.
He was trying to help get it out.
Yeah, but how do you get them in there and then articulate them so that there's actually, like, a grabbing?
I think, yeah, you're just pitching to you feel it grab onto something.
And then, like, oopsie-daisy, just squeezed it in there?
Yeah. Butt or fingers? Butt or fingers. A bunch of marbles. This guy's probably working his way up.
Yeah, the marbles.
A coat hanger, once again trying to reach something.
Oh.
Probably that, trying to retrieve your keys out of the butt plug on it.
Yeah.
A penny? Come on, hasn't it had a rough enough year last year? We don't even make them anymore. Now you're just, what are they good for? Might as well just shove them up my ass, all they're good for. A sandal. These are all things that got stuck up people's butts last year, if you're wondering. And we know this because they had to go to professionals to get them out. They went through the government official database of ER visits to find the funniest things that people got stuck inside themselves last year. 50 different items.
Don't get the sandal
I'm just giving you the highlights. A doorknob?
Yeah.
It got stuck.
I think I would have
there.
Left it on the door. Yeah. I would at least have a backstop.
Some forethought in there.
Is it one of those doorknobs that, you know, it's just the knob, round knob, or is it one that, you know, kind
of stroke
it off?
Those round, polished brass.
Polished brass.
Yeah, okay. I'm not imagining a lever
type. Yeah, a lever type doorknob.
Definitely the knob.
A vape pen?
Sure.
That's an odd way of smoking it.
Well, no, I think you can butt absorb a lot of different stuff.
There is butt breathing.
Did you hear about that over the break?
Yeah, the butt breathing?
Yeah, people who are having trouble with their lungs, they can try to pump O2 up their rectals.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do with this vape.
Butt breathing?
I have not heard of this, but I feel like...
if you do it, get a mint.
Yeah. I feel like if you're trying to...
Because your breath stinks.
If you're using a vape, then you're trying to get the nicotine, right?
Right. There's, so there's butt chugging.
I feel like you would just use a, you would use like a Zyn for that. You'd throw a Zyn in your butt to get the nicotine.
Or just put a patch.
Patch
up the crack.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Two pencils. Is it a number two pencil?
It is now.
You'd think it'd stop after the first one.
Yeah.
But you got two pencils in there.
Good point. You think... So
You hope it's a bad point.
No, you probably want a good point.
Do you?
I think so. Would you probably sharpen that first, right? Yeah, I'd absolutely get the finest points I could on that thing.
No.
The guy doing nails and screws, I think he's going sharp with it. But do you do them both at the same time?
You
want to
go hard, flat, new pencil?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm going to sharpen it up. a corn cob pipe?
Well, I don't even know where to get one of those things. Where do you buy that?
Can we get the average age? What'd
you do, eat Frosty? Got a corn cob.
Yeah.
There's a button nose in here, too. A button and a corn cob pipe.
And two eyes made out of coal.
A rock, an egg, part of a nose hair trimmer. Oh, yeah, just the part, the tip that comes off where you can change the heads on trimmers.
Uh-huh.
Idiot. And a bunch of uncooked pasta.
Oh.
And that's the secret to Olive Garden.
Just kidding, Olive Garden. We love you.
Yeah, it's still good. I don't care what they say about it. All right, let's get a look at traffic. Come right back.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.